grateful for another time to hear from heaven. And Lord, we are asking that you speak to us in the language that we understand, in Jesus' name. Lord, let the word mix with faith in us. Let us not just be hearer, but cause us to be the doer of the word. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I yield myself unto you, Lord. I will not just speak of myself. I will speak, Lord, under your unction this morning. That every word that proceeds out of my mouth will minister grace to every hearer. It will bring conviction. It will bring transformation. It will bring healing. It will bring deliverance. It will bring reassurance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. This month is a month of acceleration. And I believe that God has been speaking to us. The theme that God gave us is in Acts chapter 8, 26 to 40. And talks about how Philip accelerated and how he was able to catch up with the chariot of the Ethiopian eunuch. And as he was able to do that, God also opportuned him to be the person to minister salvation to the Ethiopian eunuch. An acceleration, we define it as a process of moving faster or moving quickly. It's also defined as a change in the rate of motion. And my prayer is that this month you will move quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, the Lord will cause you to change momentum in the name of Jesus Christ. And we've looked at many parts of what God wants to say to us. And I remember that the last time we met, we talked about acceleration boosters. What can help us to boost our rate of speed, our rate of acceleration. Hallelujah. So please, if you are not here, I want to encourage you, get those steps, and you will be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'll be speaking on the part three, and I'll be focusing on acceleration breakers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Acceleration breakers. As we all know that our speed can be reduced. There are speed breakers. There are acceleration breakers. My prayer is that you will not in any way be slowed down in the race of life in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants to grant us acceleration. And acceleration means, like I define it, changing of momentum. And God is the one that is able to grant us that. God will cause you to accomplish that we take people 10 years to accomplish them on that 1 month in the name of Jesus Christ. That is acceleration. Acceleration is being taken from the back to the front. David was taken from the back, and he did not only overtake, he did not only catch up, but he overtook all his brethren. And that is what God will do for you.
Amen.
From where they have found you in the back, they will, in a matter of 1 month, find you in the front in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can you hear your amen?
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
God will accelerate you. And you are the one I'm talking to.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that is acceleration. Acceleration is like Elijah in 1 Kings 18. God laid his hand upon him. And he received divine acceleration. He was not only able to catch up with the chariot of Ahab, but he overtook him. I see that kind of God's power coming upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So our text this morning is in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Hebrews 12:1. Say, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Acceleration breakers. Acceleration breakers are meant to slow us down. In the journey of life, there are booby traps. They are laid on our ways to slow us down. And the scripture that we read did not hide those things from us. It says for us to be able to effectually accelerate, then we must lay aside weights. And we must also lay aside the sin which doth easily, the scriptures easily beset us. So let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Beloved, God's desire for us is to accelerate. God's desire for us is to pack our feet with speed so that we can accomplish great things for Him and for ourselves in life. But in life also, there are things that might slow us down, that will not allow us to accomplish great things in life, that will not allow us to fulfill God's destiny. And those are the things this morning I'm trusting God will speak to our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll not only hear, but God will revolutionize our life. God will give us that grace to break away from such things. God will give us the grace to be able to say, no more! That I have made up my mind to fulfill destiny. And so shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing is sin. And beloved, there are so many things that could slow us down in life, but I'm just going to talk about few of them. And the first one is false sexual sin. Sexual sin. In our time, in our days, just as it was in time past, now it shall be, and forever it shall continue to be. Sexual sin is one of the major sins that decelerate, not only inhibit or break speed, but if we are not careful, mostly it makes ones to go back in life. It decelerates people. And you will not be a victim in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be a casualty in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 to 20. The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that commit fornication, sin against his own body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sexual sin is a grave sin. That is why the scripture made it clear that when it comes to this, we should not run. But what do? We should flee. And sexual sin in our time and our age is so much glamorized. And we cannot close our eyes to it. It's destructive. Sexual sin does not add unto us. It brings temporary enjoyment. It brings destruction. And no one is immune to it. The pastor is not immune to it. Or do you think pastor is immune to it? No, I'm asking us. Am I?
No.
I'm not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody, including you, You are not. That's why we need to be careful. Sexual sin brings destruction, brings heartache. It does not allow us to accomplish that which God wants us to accomplish. It slows down, it decelerates people. The first sin that came against Joseph, knowing fully well that God had planned him to fulfill great things for him, was that temptation of sexual sin. Hallelujah. You have imagined if he had gone into it, what great evil. It would have been a life that heaven will look down to and regret. That's it. Heaven would have said, I had so much for this person. And because of just sexual sin, was not able to fulfill it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So beloved, let us flee sexual sin. Thank God, for God forgives. But the price, the consequence of sexual sins, they are all there. Young people, flee sexual sin. You are still going to marry. Amen.
Amen.
Come and ask us, those of us that we are married. What is sex? Don't allow the society to glamorize it. Amen.
Amen.
Wait until you get married.
Amen.
Zip up. Men, zip up.
Amen.
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 Ladies, close up.
Yes. Amen.
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 Don't give people easy pass.
That's right.
When they have not fully paid your dowry. Don't be in the record of someone that they've checked your name as part of those they've lied with. And they are looking back. Your name is included. I've gone out with this. I've lied with this. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, I forbid that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For those of us that we are married, because I will not say that all of us, we are innocent. It is only God that searched the heart. But peradventure, there are people that will engage in that line with other people's wife. It brings destruction. Dating other people's wives or having girlfriend, defiling your own bed, it brings heartache. Stalking other people's wife, an end must come to that. The cell phone that God has given you is not meant for sin. Your tablets, they are not meant for what?
Sin.
Can I see your phone? Bring your phone out. Is he an agent of righteousness or unrighteousness? Should be an agent of righteousness. That is not where you should be WhatsApping other people's wife. You should not be texting ladies where you work. Let them know you are married.
Amen.
Let them know you are not free. If you are free, if you are a woman, free.
Yes,
that is why we have this mark. We have a ring.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That shows that you have gone into covenant, a continuous covenant, in bad time, in good time, with someone. You are not free. Hallelujah. I'm talking about this because in our time and the consequences has not changed. We might think that, oh, the glamorized thing. It's okay. But the consequences has not changed. It leads to destruction. It leads to all kinds of diseases. It leads to all kinds of heartbreak. The Bible says we must flee. Sexual sin, the first example that we add in the scripture is Reuben. Reuben in Genesis 35:22 had sex with his own father's concubine. And because of that, in Genesis, okay, I read it. It came to pass when Israel dwelt in the land of Reuben. Let's read it together. Chosen generation. Let's read it together. Let's go. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel had it. Now the son of Jacob where he went it and his father had it. And of course, if father has not added, the first person, like I always tell her, will sin against his God. And God will have mercy upon us. Amen. Even if he had not had, God knew. God has seen him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then let's see what happened in Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Let's see. Let's read it together. Let's go. Reuben, that is Jacob, his father now, when he was to die. Let's go. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. 34. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest unto thy father's bed, then defied thou it. It went up to my count. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. He caused his own child because of acts of sexual sin. Thou shalt not, no matter how he tried, he would not excel. He could not accelerate. In fact, he was de-accelerated. Beloved, let's run from sexual sin. Samson is another person. Great future. But on the lap of Delilah, his seven hair, they were shaving off. And that seven stands for his strength, his anointing. Samson was a man that will carry the gate of the city up onto the hill because of the anointing, the grace. Because of that, he could pack up speed in life. But when he went into sexual immorality, those seven hairlock were shaving. And the Bible tells us when he awoke, he did as he always did, but he never knew that his strength has departed from him. The tormentor became the tormented. His eyes were removed. He began to grind in the enemy's court. My prayer is that you will not be tormented.
Amen.
For those of us that we are married, for those of us that we are not married, let's weigh the consequences. A 5 minutes play should not destroy our destiny.
Amen.
Can come and ask me, I'm married. Amen. Amen. At most, maybe 30 minutes. With Viagra, with everything that you have, you can't have sex forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make sure that we avoid sexual sin. Let us make sure that we avoid is because he could destroy our life. I've shared with us the testimony about someone that I had at Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship. He was married, but he became a politician. And lo and behold, he just, one of those meetings that they had, you know, the politicians, they always have all kinds of meetings, but this one was in the night. It was a night meeting, and there were some girls that had been arranged for them. Unfortunately, he went out with one of them. He had sex with one of those ladies, and that one got pregnant. And of course, the wife got to know, and the wife was devastated. The wife had a terrible nervous breakdown. She was admitted into the hospital, and even though the kind of made up, the man apologized and all that, but the day she was to be discharged from the hospital, they were having conversation, they were, you know, having just like the normal time. She just asked the husband, please go and pick this item for me. And he went. By the time he came back, he met the wife die. The wife has died. And that guilt was upon the heart of that man until he got born again. That he was the one that killed the wife. 5 minutes of enjoyment led to the death of the wife. That will not be your portion.
Amen.
That will not be your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, beloved, let's make up our mind. Let's fight against this. They are not in our interest. They want to destroy our lives. They want to mess up our lives. And we must guide ourselves against them. We must guard ourselves against pornography.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do about them. They are all there, but they are destructive. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Expose them. If it comes to you, don't hold your mouth. Let people know so that you can guard against those things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's nothing new, but you need to be able to make sure that you do not fall into the trap of the enemy. It is our responsibilities as believers. If you know you have those materials, cut them off. Like I always tell us, password your TV. If you can't password your TV, make sure those channels that tempt you, you go back there and say they should take it off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've done it several times. I will continue to do it. Because they want to sell things to you, you don't buy them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you an angel or you are a human being? Answer me. Don't assume that you are an angel. Put things in place that will guide you against all these onslaught. If you need to cut off association, cut them off. People that lure you into it, cut them off. Singles, let's come against it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't afford to have kids outside wedding. They slam us in this system. You will pay child support. You will pay all kinds of things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't worth it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to fulfill destiny. God wants you to accelerate in life. And you will fulfill destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Life is a journey. The mistake we've made in the past, we thank God, God has forgiven us, but we should not go into it again. There are people that made this mistake. They are making it again and again. Has somebody exchanged your brain? My prayer is that this morning we will look inward and we will say no more.
Yes.
I will no longer be a casualty.
Amen.
Of sexual perversion, of sexual sin, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, who is your reasonable service. Our body is the temple of God. Hallelujah. So God wants us as his children. I'm not talking to unbelievers this morning. I'm talking to us as believers. If indeed we are God's children, this word is for us. We must present this body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. The second thing that I quickly want us to look at is substance abuse. Beloved, let us guide against it. Whether we are married, whether we are singles, these are destructive. Marijuana, cocaine, all kinds of substance out there. They are destructive. And as God, we allow us, I'm trusting that one of these weekend we'll have someone who can talk to us about that. Hallelujah. So please, let's guide against it. Youths, let's guide against it. I know there are things that are very common now. They said in your own time, these things are just out there available anywhere, any corner. But please know that they are destructive. I had a cousin, and that was why, you know, personally, I ran away from such. It's late now. A medical doctor, he never practiced a single day. Why? Because of substance abuse. He decelerates. He would have been a cutting edge doctor. But because of that, he couldn't practice for a single day. Substance abuse will destroy, will decelerate you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the colleges, they are out there. In the street, they are out there. Don't be part of it. My prayer is that this acceleration breaker will not break you.
Amen.
I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The third sin, under the sin, there are many, is pride. Pride will not allow one to accelerate. It slows one down. Pride is a feeling that you are more important than others, and you deserve to be respected by other people. Pride, God receives the proud and give grace to the simple. If you are proud, you can't journey far in life. God himself, if God can resist the proud, then how do you think the proud will make it in life? Like I was sharing, when I was talking about acceleration boosters, I said we must tap into resources. We must use wisdom and tap into those that God has placed around us that could help us. But I also mentioned, don't ever ask a proud person to help you. Because if God can resist the proud, you also must resist the proud.
Yes,
the proud does not qualify for anything. Hallelujah. Beloved, we must humble ourselves to be able to accelerate. When we live a life full of pride, then we will not be able to accomplish that which God wants us to accomplish. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before a fall. It's a common saying that if you are not humble, you will stumble. No matter how beautiful you are, no matter how smart, no matter how wealthy you are, no matter the position that you might have attained in life, you must consciously build humility into your life. If pride reigns in your life, it's a matter of time. The ladder will be removed and you will drop down flat. My prayer is that you will not come to ground zero in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride is a speed, is an acceleration breaker. Don't be cocky. You are not approachable. Your body language is telling everybody that they should not come to you. Who are you anyway? What have you that you have not received? Some are saying they are self-made. Nobody is self-made. Somebody gave back to you for your information. Not because you have some change in your pocket, have some money in your account, and you are boosting your ego. It will not take you to where God wants to take you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us of Nebuchadnezzar. We know the story. He was a king, but because of his pride, he became an animal. He lost his position. He lost his throne. And many are still losing their position. They are losing their throne because of pride today. My prayer is that you will not be a casualty.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
You will not be a casualty. In the name of Jesus Christ. Uzziah in 2 Chronicles. He was marvelously helped. But in 1 Chronicles 26:21, let's read it together. Chosen generation. Say, and Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. He was still living as a leper. His son was now reigning. Because of pride, he went to the temple to do the sacrifice that wasn't meant for him, and leprosy came upon him. And while he was still alive, he was chased out of the palace. His son became the king. May you not come down to ground zero.
Amen.
I said, may you not come down to ground zero.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Beloved, that is why we must humble ourselves. Let's cautiously cultivate that. Like God ministered to me one time. He said, go to downtown. He said, if you go to downtown, then you will find out you do not matter in life. And of course, I went to downtown and I found out nobody knows me downtown. A lot of crowd downtown. Let's humble ourselves. We are nothing. We are nothing. Wherever God has placed you, glorify God. Humble yourself. Know that this position, it was God that put me there. It wasn't by my power. If God wants to prove it to you, he can replace you and take you out like Uzziah. You are given a position. You are given things to do. Do it well. Don't say, I will see it. I will see how they are going to do it without me. The point is that they will do it better than you. Don't use your position to harass other people. Don't use your position to harass God. It's God that put you there. And it's the one that can take you to the next level. And my prayer is that you will get to the next level.
Amen.
Say you will get to the next level.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know our time is fast spent, but let me just quickly. Another accelerator, acceleration breaker is fear. Fear. Fear, which says, is false evidence appearing real. Many of us, God has spoken to us just as he spoke to Philip. But we are fearful. We are fearful. And fear paralyzes. Fear brings torment. Hallelujah. False evidences appearing real. What are you fearful about this morning? There's a word I read, there's a quote that I read sometimes, I can't remember who scribed those statements, but it says, do that which they say you cannot do. Sorry, it said, do that which you fear you cannot do. See, at the end of the day, you find that there is no fear in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't allow fear to stagnate you. The children of Israel in 1 Samuel 17:11, they were stagnated. When Goliath came out for 40 days, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of Goliath, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The word of Goliath, who later was killed by a lad, made them to all be afraid. Hallelujah. Let's also read verse 24. Let's read it together. Chosen generation. Let's read it together. Let's go. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. They fled. All of them. All of them. All of them. So fear will cause one to be fearful. May you not be fearful.
Amen.
Fear will not allow people to be used of God. My prayer, you could imagine, Saul was there, well armed, but it was a guy that did not have anything on him. Who just came in? Remember, they've been there for 40 days. He just came in and he was able to face Goliath and cut off his head. What have you been stagnated for 40 days or 40 years? That someone that will just come in without fear will do and accomplish before you. That will not be your portion.
Amen.
There are many that are grounded for 40 days, 40 years, counting years, in the same place, in the same town, in the same area, not being able to accomplish anything. And someone that just come in today, accomplishes the same thing. Fear, that will not be your portion. I said that will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Fear stranded the head of the army, Saul, and someone was never enrolled in the army to come and do the job. May the Lord deliver you from fear. Elijah, as anointed as he was, when Jezebel threatened him, what did he do? He ran. That means the anointed also fear. Say the rich also cry. This one, the anointed, also fear. And he went under a juniper tree and said, God, come and kill me. Because just one woman. My prayer this morning is that you will face your fear.
Amen.
Grace to face your fear.
Amen.
Whatever has been spoken over you will not stand.
Amen.
That which they say you cannot do, you will do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because fear will never succeed over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fear is of the devil. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, shake yourself.
Amen.
I'm not going to be fearful. I know God is on my side. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm walking out of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. The last point is ingratitude. When we are not grateful, when we are not thankful, it decelerates. It becomes an acceleration breaker. Whether to man or to God, when we are not grateful, it does not allow us to experience the totality of God's package upon our lives. Remember in that Luke 17:17, say we are at the night, 10 were healed, but it's only this Samaritan that came back. And Jesus pronounced that he should be made whole. So if we are not grateful, we cannot be made whole. Jesus, despite all his challenges, is always grateful. Beloved, the truth is that regardless of wherever you are, it could have been worse. That's why in every situation, you must be grateful. You must be thankful. And like I always tell us, if we are not thankful, our tongue will not be full. But if we are thankful, our tongue will be full. That is, we will be gassed up. And because we have enough gas in our tank, we can reach our destination.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's always carry the aura of gratitude. Regardless of that, I've come to learn that. In every situation, I thank God. Many of us, we are disappointed. This person ought to have done it, but we forgot it was that person that motivated us. Maybe he said, go and do that thing and I will give you money. But at the point that you actually need the money, he said, you couldn't have the money. But he has helped you to sign up for that program. And God has provided someone else to pay for the program. Why are you still feeling bad? Why are you still saying that person has done evil? No, God has used him to encourage you to do that which ordinarily you ought not to have done. You must be thankful for it. You must be grateful for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The children of Israel, after they are delivered from the land of Egypt, and God asked that the 12 spies, they should go and spy the land. And when they came back with evil report. And in Numbers 14, the Bible tells us that they murmured against Moses, they murmured against God, and God said to them that every one of them that murmured will not get to the promised land. Ingratitude. They said they were better off. They had short memories. They forgot when they were being liked at the back. When they were given bricks to build, at the time they were not given anything to build, they just forgot. And they were telling God that, God, it would have been better for us to be in Egypt. Say, let us make a captain over us to go back. God gave them a captain to deliver them. Then I wanted to get another captain to take them back. And God said, I will show you for your ingratitude. I will decelerate you. Cause you to hit ground zero. You will not even read that promised land. My prayer is that that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was always grateful for every situation. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, lifted it up. He did not see the glass empty, but the glass half full. He did not see it half empty, but half full. That should be our disposition in life. Let's be grateful in every situation. Matthew 15, fed 7,000, gave thanks. At the tomb of Lazarus, he gave thanks. He appreciated God in every situation. Many of us, we complain, God, have you forsaken me? God, are you still there? God, are you alive? For your information, God will ever be there.
Yes.
He is the Ancient of Days. And your complaint, my complaint, cannot change him. The only thing that will cause us to always receive from him, the only thing that will cause our 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed the 5,000 is to give thanks for those things we have in our hands. Have a sense of gratitude. Ingratitude stagnates, destroy. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we stand on our feet? We are going to be praying. Have God spoken to you this morning?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Have God spoken to you this morning?
Yes.
I said, have God spoken to you this morning?
Yes.
We are going to take first prayer point. And you are going to take it. You are going to pray. It says, Father, deliver me from any sexual sin in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices, pray, pray, pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me from any form of sexual sin in my life. I will not be destroyed by it in the name of Jesus. I forbid in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
The second prayer point is, Father, deliver me from self-destruction. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, Lord God Almighty, I will not self-destruct. I will not self-destruct. Lord, any form of substance, any form of materials out there. Lord, is it wine? Is it beer? Is it alcohol? Lord, is it substance out there? Cocaine, marijuana? Lord, God Almighty, Lord, they will not destroy me. I forbid in the name of Jesus. I forbid in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Top prayer point is, Father, deliver me from every pride. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voices, pray. Pray this morning. Lord God Almighty, whatever, Lord God Almighty, in my life that is exhibiting pride, Lord, deliver me. Lord God Almighty, there's nothing that I have that I've not received from you. Lord, it is by your grace. Whatever I am is by your grace. I am whom I am by your grace. Lord God Almighty, Lord, don't let me think too highly of myself. Don't let me think too highly of myself. Lord, clothe me with garment of humility in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
This 4th prayer point is for you, is for me. I want you to pray with all your heart. Father, deliver me from every spirit of fear. Pray, pray. Fear of the unknown, fear of death, fear of joblessness, fear, any form of fear. Come against them this morning. Come against them this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God Almighty, Lord, deliver me from every spirit of fear. Lord, Jehovah, Lord, I come against every spirit of fear. Come against every spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I see every fear being taken off our lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I see the power of fear being broken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our last prayer point. Father, deliver me from the spirit of ingratitude. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Father, Lord God Almighty,